with them all weekend. We are blessed, aren't we? Well, thank you, ladies, and welcome. Good evening. Are you just so glad you're here?
Yes.
Me too. I know I heard quite a bit. I need this. I really need this. So it is a gift to be here together. And so tonight I just have like a little tiny short exhortation for you. So this retreat is a time to slow down. And how many of you came here so you could slow down? Quite a few. Okay, so we want to slow down. We want to breathe deep, reconnect with God and with each other, right? Because as women, I don't know if men have this problem, but as women, we get pulled in 100 different directions at a time, right? I think that's why we can multitask, because we are pulled in so many different directions. But here, just for a little while, we are invited to be still. So we're going to start by breathing deeply. So breathe in. Hold it. Okay, breathe out. Let's do that again. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, so as we come here tonight, when you drove through that gate, did you feel already like you were starting to set aside some of your burdens, some of the weight that you carry, right? And that's what we want you to feel this weekend. We want you to let God lead you into that rest. So breathing deeply, how it just kind of calmed us, right? It calms us physically, but as we start calming our physical, it starts to calm our mental. And then it can calm our emotional. And then we can engage our spiritual, which is what we really want to do this weekend, right? Is engage our spiritual. So one of our key verses this weekend is Psalm 46:10, and it says, "Be still and know that I am God." It is such a short verse, but it's powerful, right? And it's an invitation, ladies. Life is noisy and busy, and we carry with us a lot of responsibility, a lot of worries, expectations, and some of them we put on ourselves, right? But God has an invitation, and it's really simple. Be still. Be still. So this weekend, it's a time, we'll call it like a sacred pause. It's a time to step away from the noise of your everyday life, and we're going to lean in to the presence of God. So there's a story in 1 Kings 19 where the prophet Elijah is exhausted and overwhelmed, and he's hiding in a cave. He has just had this monumental mountaintop spiritual experience, but now he's afraid and he's hiding in a cave and wondering, "Where are you, God?" So let's take a look, and I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation, verses 11 and 12. "Go out and stand before me on the mountain." And this is the Lord speaking to Elijah. "And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper." So notice how God didn't speak in the loud or the dramatic moments. He spoke in a gentle whisper. And that whisper came when Elijah had finally slowed down, when the noise had passed, because he was still. And stillness creates space for God, for us to hear God. In our own lives, it's easy to miss his voice at times because we are moving so fast. God's still talking, and we're just not able to hear it, right? He's waiting for us to be quiet enough, to slow enough to be able to hear his voice. So how many of you are teachers or have been teachers, Sunday school even? Anybody? Yeah. Oh, we got quite a few. Yeah, I did Sunday school for a while too. Glad that phase of my life is over. just kidding, Lord. Because when you say that, that's when he... yeah, he already pulled me back once out through my husband. So there's a technique that teachers will use to get the class's attention when the kids start getting loud and rowdy. They talk quietly and they talk in a whisper. And pretty soon, the whole class gets quiet because they want to hear what the teacher is saying, right? They quit moving, they quit fidgeting, and they're still. And they focus and they lean in to hear, right? So that's what we want. And, you know, and I do that myself. Like when I really want to hear something, because I hear better out of one ear than I do the other. And so if I'm having a hard time hearing, like if it's really noisy or whatever, and I'm trying to have a conversation with someone, I'll turn my good ear to them and lean in so that I can hear them better, right? Because you're interested, right? And don't you want to know that you're interested in God? Don't you want him to know that you're interested in what he has to say? We've got to lean in. So notice too, in the example of the class, how they stopped moving. They stopped fidgeting. They became still. So there was no rustling of clothes or creaking of chairs. There was a quietness and a stillness. And for us, stillness isn't just about physical rest. It's also about quieting the inner chaos, right? Because there can sometimes just be a lot going on inside of our minds, right? And it can be hard to shut that down. How many have a hard time sleeping at night? It's hard to shut those brains down at time, right? So stillness sometimes is we got to quiet everything. It can be silencing the lies that could try to come against you. Silencing the ones that say, I'm not good enough. We have to quit listening to those things. It can be silencing and being still and silencing those fears that shout louder than your faith. Faith silences fear. We need to be still and silence the distractions. I grew up in a household where the TV was on 24 hours a day. There was always a distraction. And I still, sometimes like I could be cleaning house and the TV's still on. Well, I don't need that TV on to clean house. It's a distraction. And then I can walk by and something will catch my attention. It's a distraction. So sometimes we got to turn things off, right? To be able to get still, to get silent. God wants to speak to us. Sometimes we've got to pause long enough to do that, to allow him the space and the time to do that. Because God wants to talk to you. But he's going to talk in a whisper. He wants to whisper to your heart words of comfort, words of encouragement, maybe words of correction. But he really wants to whisper those words of healing and hope, right? Because our God is a God of love, a God of grace. But his whisper will not compete with the noise of this world. So we have to choose to be still. We have to find those opportunities to be alone with him. And you know what I always say? If you know me, you know this. If you want something to happen, you got to plan for it. Because nothing happens without a plan, right? So you better plan to make room for God. How many, well, I know 32 of you wanted to do the branding iron craft tomorrow. So you have made a plan of what time you're going to be there. You want to do the canoes or the arena antics? You know what time it's available, and you're going to make a plan to be there. Because if you don't make a plan, well, then you're probably going to miss it. So if we don't make a plan to spend time with God, we're probably going to miss it. We often think God is always available, right? Oh, I can talk to God anytime. And it's true. You can. Unfortunately, because he is always available, sometimes we never talk to him. We don't take that time because, oh, I can do that later. I'll get to that tomorrow. You know, tonight would be better for me. I am just so busy right now. There are a lot of things that are competing for our attention. And this weekend is no different. There's a lot of activities. But we have tried to create opportunity for you to make room and time to spend with the Lord. God is a gentleman, and he's not going to throw a temper tantrum. And if he doesn't get his way, if he doesn't get to spend time with you, he's not going to like lay down on the floor and kick and scream, right? He doesn't do that. You know, only 2-year-olds do that. Maybe your husband, I'm not sure, but getting alone with God and being still doesn't mean isolation, because how many of you came here to meet a new friend? How many of you came here to have some fun with your sisters? Yeah, right? Me too. But there is something holy about being still with others, especially when it is our sisters in Christ. We need each other. We need each other to pray with, to laugh with, to cry with, right? I might need a hug, and I'm going to come up and hug whoever's a hugger. Who's a hugger? Okay, I'm hugging ya. Sometimes that's all we need, right? We need that gentle hug. Sometimes we need a listening ear. And this is that weekend when we get to know each other a little bit better. Because sometimes at church, you know, let's face it, it's that, hi, how's it going? And we're on to the next person. Hi, how's it going? And, oh, I got to go do production ministry, you know, now. And, no, I got to go do children's ministry. And we're busy. But here, it's that pause, that time to slow down. And so tonight, when you get back into your cabin, I want you to plan. I want you to make a plan. What are you going to do to spend time with the Lord more than what you normally do? Something different than what you normally do. Are you going to do the prayer walk? There's the one that we've got out on the Jackrabbit Flats out here. They've got the one for the camp. That's going to be a longer walk and take you more time to do. But are you going to do that? You can do it by yourself. You could do it with a friend. You could just walk and talk and pray. Doesn't even have to be the prayer walk, right? So I want you to actually plan. What are you going to do different this weekend than every other day of the week? Something where you're going to be more present in the moment with God. But this is also that opportunity to be more present with each other here, too. So take the time to make some new friends and have some fun doing activities together, because there's a lot of them to do. So as we begin this retreat, let's posture our hearts to hear from God. Let go of our distractions. Give all your worries to him, because he can take them. Allow his peace to fill you, his truth to anchor you, and his provision to fulfill you. What did you need when you came here this weekend. God is ready to meet you. He's ready to answer all the needs that you have. So take time to meet with him. Okay? All right. Thank you, ladies. I'm going to close in prayer, and then Becky's got some final announcements. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for getting everyone here safely. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we ask that you will speak to each of us. Speak to our hearts, to our deepest needs, Lord. And help us to draw near and lean in close to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.